This is Jess and Leah with your 11 AM Zedlines. In local news, more than 27,000 Queensland school leavers received their ATAR results on Friday. 34 students from the 2023 cohort received a top ATAR score of 99.95, and 25% of the cohort achieved an ATAR of 90 and above. More than 36,000 students achieved a Certificate 1, 2, 3 or 4, or a diploma during their schooling, and 94% of school leavers have completed their QCE or QCIA this year.
A 30-year-old man was killed on Friday evening in the Brisbane suburb of Murray, following a severe thunderstorm which brought down trees and power lines and left homes and businesses damaged. Investigations into his death are ongoing, however, his body was found unconscious near fallen power lines, which are presumed to be the cause of his death. According to an Energex spokesman, 250 sections of power lines were down during the thunderstorm, which the Bureau of Meteorology classed as severe, warning of possible large hail, damaging winds, and heavy rainfall.
In national news, Western Australia can expect more than 700 American personnel in 2027 to support the up to 4 US near-close submarines being stationed on the West Coast. In addition, this first and Western phase of AUKUS is expected to provide jobs to around 500 to 700 Australian maintenance and support personnel. Western Australia also plans to introduce a low-level radioactive waste management facility in Perth to store and manage radioactive waste from these defence sites.
Tattoo artists have teamed up with charity Tats for Toys in their event on Sunday. The artists at Reap and Sew Tattoo in Hopthorne offered a free flash tattoo in exchange for a children's toy valued at a minimum of $50, with about 120 tattoos averaged on the day. The toys will be donated to St. Vincent de Paul to help families struggling during the holiday period.
In international news, in New Zealand, newly elected Prime Minister Christopher Luxon is being criticised for his new reform agenda, which is accused of being responsible for the worst decline in race relations since colonisation. During its 3 weeks in office, the new government has begun unwinding policies in place to improve outcome for Maori and Pacifica communities, including repealing the legislations to make smoking tobacco illegal, disbanding the Maori Health Service, and minimising the use of Maori language in public services. Additionally, Mr. Luxon is allowing discussions around introducing a referendum to discuss the interpretation of the Treaty of Waitangi, which underpins New Zealand's claims of Maori sovereignty, a referendum with the potential to impact the recognition and rights of Maori people in New Zealand.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 31 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
That's all your news for 11 AM. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.